Morning, Mossy. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Mido. Actually, I'm better than fantastic. Where's Clarkie coming to us from this morning?
Last week, buddy.
Having a tyre change.
I'm from home.
The central commentary position.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been advised to not leave the right wing, as COVID is heavy over here, this side of town. So I've taken the mask off, which is a good start. Clarkie? Where are you coming from, buddy?
I'm coming from Noosa.
Oh, don't you dare.
How are you allowed to escape up there?
Mate, connections. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
When did you go?
Last Saturday.
Mate, I tried everyone. I know the mayor of Noosa. She wouldn't even let me in.
No, well, I ran into her down the surf club last night, and she actually told me that that was fake news for you, but mate, she didn't want you up here.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Smart lady.
How long are you up there, Mossy?
We come back down on Saturday. So we just beat the lockdown, which is good. Oh, border closures.
Beautiful.
It's been sensational. Outstanding. The only problem the whole week is, I hired a boat to go fishing in the canal the other day. Penny caught two, I caught zero. She's making me fall for that?
Yeah. You're hearing about it every day?
Every day. Yeah. Three times a day. Anyway, I'll bring you a souvenir back, Clark.
Yeah, take some photos. Send me some photos. I'm not real jealous at all.
Get serious at the Euros, Mossy. Round of 16 coming up, and a bit of a dramatic final day in the group of death. Germany there for a long time. We're gone.
Absolutely. It was a fascinating night of games. You look at the Portugal-France 2-2, Germany-Hungary 2-2. Cristiano Ronaldo, that man, he's now equaled the all-time international goal-scoring record. So another goal takes him as the greatest ever international goal scorer. Just headlines everywhere. It's been a fantastic tournament. No real upsets as far as teams that didn't get through the round of 16 that you thought were bankers. So I think it's set up a wonderful round of 16, obviously headlined by England-Germany, Belgium-Portugal are a couple of games that really stand out. Croatia-Spain. Spain were irresistible overnight in that 5-0 shellacking of Slovakia. Some terrible defending, but Spain really started to turn it on. So have they found some real form at just the right time, but cannot wait for the round of 16 to start.
Oh, I need to know more about this England-Germany game, mate. How are England travelling and what do they look like in this tournament?
Well, they got their two wins and a draw, obviously the draw against Scotland, but they haven't been as convincing as what people would like them to be. Lies, and I think it's almost like Groundhog Day with England. They go into a major tournament with a lot of fanfare, a lot of belief, and a lot of people saying that they're finally going to bring football home and win a major trophy, first one since 1966 World Cup. But, you know, how much does the pressure weigh on them? I mean, Harry Kane has been, I think it's harsh to say missing in action because I don't think he's received the service, but Raheem Sterling has stepped up. Scored again the other morning, but Harry Kane certainly hasn't had the influence over the England performances that you would imagine, given the form he was going to the tournament on. But I think his club career is playing a part in that mentally. For the first time in a long time, he's unsure of where he's going to be playing next year. Manchester City have put in a $184 million bid for him. So I think that has to be playing on him. He's a human being, first and foremost, a striker, secondly. This one could go either way. I'm not overly confident England can do it, but Germany have had to play their way into form as well, so it's really evenly poised.
We can only hope the Poms choke, Mossy. Buddy, what about the A-League? Who wins?
Sydney FC for me, Clarkie. I just think they've got enough potency up front. I think Jamie McLaren is a big, big loss for Melbourne City at the pointy end of the season, even though they've been fantastic all season. But 25 goals to win the Golden Boot, you don't replace that in the final series. And, when Sydney FC have got Lafondra and Babo up front, I can't see them not winning, but I don't think it'll be a cakewalk. I'm going to tip Sydney FC 2-1, Lafondra anytime goal scorer.
Do you reckon Sydney's favourites, Mossy, even though they didn't finish top of the ladder?
I think they are probably, but and I haven't even looked at the odds for this one yet, Clarkie. I was going to do that tomorrow, but mate, honestly, I just think goals win the big games. Obviously, championships are won on defence. They always say that. But you've got to have the big players to take the big chances in the big games because you don't get many of them because they're tight affairs. And I just think Lafonda and Bobo tip the scales in Sydney's favour.
So you said Sydney 2-1 and Lafondra anytime goal scorer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that is paying a little same game multi for Mossy, $9.
Oh, it's tasty.
There you go, that's tasty. And at the moment, Melbourne City $2.40 in favourite, Sydney FC $2.90, and the draw $3.40 is the 90-minute market as it stands with Tab. Now, also overnight, the A-League. Now, for the first time, there are joint winners of the Johnny Warren Medal. Milos Ninkovic of Sydney FC and Ulysses De Villa of Wellington, both getting 34 votes, edging out Alessandro Diamanti, last year's winner of Western United. Fair result, in your opinion, Mossy?
Interesting one. Look, I'll never back again. Oh, look, I think both of them were fantastic this season. Ninko is like that bottle of red wine, just keeps getting better with age, and you don't think he's got better to go to, but he keeps finding it. De Villa, I thought, was outstanding for Wellington this season, and he's obviously moving across to Macarthur next season. But the one for me is Jamie McLaren, and it's always the way with these Player of the Year awards. You know, McLaren comes from the team that won the competition, so the spread of points would have hurt him. But to score 25 goals in a season, I think bettered only by Bobo, who got 27 goals in 27 games. I just find it stiff that he didn't win Player of the Year, but the voting system is what it is. There's been a lot of outcries on social media for the voting system to be changed, but it is what it is, and congratulations to those two players for winning. Ollie Bozanic with a honourable mention for Central Coast. He had a fantastic season. I think he finished about fourth in the polling.
And what about in the Julie Dolan medal?
Yeah, so Michelle Heyman, Loz was the winner there. She played for Canberra in the W League, had a fantastic season, scored a lot of goals, and fully deserved that. Patrick Kisnorbo pipped the likes of Alan Stadjic, Steve Corica for Coach of the Year. Jeff Hopkins won the W League Coach of the Year. And we had Chris Beath, Referee of the Year, so that means he'll probably get the grand final on the weekend, I would say.
Scooter asks, does Mossy refer to Robbie as the big fella?
Robbie Slater?
Yeah.
Well, he's got the big head at the moment after getting the OAM. But quick shout-out to him, by the way. Congratulations to my good mate. He truly deserves that for his services to football over many years. So it was great to see him get that award. But do I refer to him as the big fella? No, I don't.
Okay.
I think when he refers to himself as that when he takes his shirt off, but that's another story.
He's looking fit. I thought he'd lost a bit more weight yesterday when I saw, or 2 days ago when I saw him roaming around in here. But he's, I tell you what, he is fit, isn't he? Got to give
he
him
is
that.
Fit. He is fit, but his skin's turning to leather because there's not enough flesh to fill it out at his age. Well, that's my excuse anyway.
But he was, he still trains hard. I asked him the other day what he does, and he ran through some program that he was telling me about, and I lost interest about 5 minutes into it. But he just kept talking about it. And it was 1,000 push-ups and chin-ups and dips and sprints. And
it's what it takes.
Oh, yeah, but how old would Robbie be? 55?
Robbie's 56, I think.
56, yeah. No, yeah. Well, he's in great shape, the big fella.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, Mossy.
Good on you, boys. Take care. I'll get back from Noosa safely, Clarkie.
Enjoy, buddy. Enjoy. Hope your plane's not delayed 12 hours.
Hope it rains for you.
Stuck at the airport. Hope you can't get back in.
Oh, gee.
See you, boys.
How hard are these? Serious.
What, you want Mossy to enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
Well, he started it.
No, yeah, exactly. See that, Mido? That's called helping your mate out, what Loz just did. He's got me covered. He's got my back.
100%.
You, on the other hand, you're like, oh, sucked in, Clark. You have some of that.
Yeah,
you've been too soft, be right. Mido.
Yeah, hard enough,
would
soft.
You?
Well, mate, he's up there.
He's giving
telling,
it to me.
Yeah, he's telling us how good it is and saying to Clarkie, bad luck, you're stuck at home.
Yeah, giving it the big one. And what are you doing?
Clark,
not support me one bit.
Oh, mate, you're death riding bikes
Clark
like that.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. I know he'll be fine.
Well, but I'd like to be there. Yeah. I'd like my daughter to be in Noosa with the cousins.
See, there's ulterior
motives. Start crying. Give me some tears.